This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots as usual. And today we have a rookie cheerleader in the house. Hi, Corey, how are you?
Hi, Lori, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. It's cold outside. We got some snow yesterday.
Yeah, it's freezing.
Practice canceled?
No, still got practice tonight.
What good is snow if practice is still on?
Well, we have to get ready for the Super Bowl if we go.
Oh, knocking on wood. But before we get into that, Corey, May, Kagluka, did I say that right?
Kalaluka.
Sorry, I'm really bad. I butchered your name.
That's all right.
This is your first year.
Yes.
How exciting is your first year?
It's awesome. It's so exciting to be a part of a team 16-0.
I can imagine. So you tried out before, or was this your first year trying out?
This was my first year trying out because I needed to make the age requirement.
And you are 18?
I'm 20 now. I just had a birthday
a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
Did you get anything good for your birthday?
I did.
What did you get?
I got Ugg boots.
Ugg boots? Fun!
Everyone wants those.
Of course, especially when it snows.
Yeah.
It's fun.
A bunch of other little things.
Yeah, dinner, did you do anything good? Went to dinner.
Yep.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
So you're partying it up single at the age of 20.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that, fellas? So what else is going on in the world of Corey? School?
Yep. This is my last semester. I just started a couple weeks ago, and I'm taking a few classes, and then I'm also doing an internship. So I'm really, really busy.
That's awesome. Especially with cheerleading, I can imagine. Yeah. So what's your internship about?
I'm working for a project management company in Concord, Massachusetts, and I'm basically just going to be managing their office. So
that's awesome.
It's going to be really challenging, but exactly what I want to do. And
oh, really?
It'll...
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So you danced before like making the squad?
Yep. I danced since I was like 4. I did everything from ballet to tap.
What's your favorite?
I'd have to say lyrical.
That's so much fun.
Yeah. It's just more expressive and
you
just like dance your heart out and there's no rules really. So
I completely agree. And especially when you watch those dancing shows like So You Think You Can Dance and Dance War and stuff, and everyone's like, oh, this is what I do to express my feelings. Lyrical is exactly that.
Yeah.
That's like my definition of lyrical, is expressing your feelings through dance. Now you danced for the Manchester Wolverines.
Yep.
Did I say that?
Wolves.
Yes.
A lot of people see that. There must be another team that's the Wolverines or something.
I think it's somewhere in Virginia or something. Or
maybe
Michigan. Somewhere down there. I don't know. Over there. But so you danced for them. And what is the huge difference between them and like cheering for the Pats? Is there a big difference?
There isn't a huge difference because it was more dancing. We didn't really cheer. We actually had no cheers and we cheer for the Patriots.
Right.
So that was a little different. They were all full squad routines. And we didn't do as many promos.
Right. So do you enjoy cheering on the sidelines in that cold weather? It's so cold.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Of course not.
Your adrenaline's going, you're jumping up and down, going crazy.
You're screaming. You're literally screaming. Yeah.
And it's my favorite team, and I've always loved football, so to just be on the sidelines is...
Exciting.
So exciting.
To say the least, I can imagine. That's so much fun. Now, I have a question for you. I was skimming through your profile online, and if you guys at home would like to see it, it's patriots.com/cheerleaders, and you can look onto Corey May's picture right there. And one of the questions is, what could you bring to a deserted island? And your answer was, my camera, my iPod, and Lambie. I need to know what Lambie is.
Well, it's Lambie. Like
lamb. Like a lamb.
Like a lamb.
Okay, so it's Lambie.
And... I can't believe you brought this up. It is my blanket.
Aww.
And I got it when I was born. And I don't sleep anywhere without it. And I know that's crazy.
That's not
crazy. I'm 20 years old, but my sister's 22 and she still has hers too.
So blame it on your sister.
It's just one of those things in our family where we all have them. All the girls have a blanket and... It's just a security thing.
Well, of course. And yours is Lambie. When I was little, I had this thing I called Baby. And it was a glowworm. And it was green. And before the, you know, whatever they're called now, glowworms, with like lights and music, and they played everything. It didn't do anything. It was just there. And I had it till I was, I want to say like 18. And then I like started sleeping out more and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess I can kind of leave it at home.
Yeah.
I still have it though. I love it.
Yeah.
It's my baby.
It's fine.
Well, anyways, so you're loving the Patriots. You're loving cheerleading. And I'm so happy that you are loving everything.
I am. It's a really a blessing because who could have asked for a better season?
Seriously. You are going to be facing the San Diego Chargers this Sunday in the AFC Championship game right here at Gillette Stadium. How excited are you?
I'm super excited. I'm so nervous, and I just want this week to go by and
be at that game.
Yeah. I'm just...
Any predictions of what you're going to wear? What do you think you're going to wear?
Like our uniform?
Yeah.
I'm
got so many
assuming
of them.
Our winter jacket.
Yeah, I know. I heard it's going to be like 19 degrees during the
yeah.
day.
Yeah, I heard 14 actually. So hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer.
That's so crazy.
That's going to be bad. I'm going to have to buy some Under Armour.
No, you'll be fine. I promise you'll be fine. Well, anyway, Corey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Before we go, this is what we do every chit-chat is we have a quote from someone out there in the world that writes in. And our quote today is, I don't play the field, I rule the sidelines. That's from Maura O'Brien in Massachusetts. Well, anyways, thanks again, Corey. I just called you Maura from Maura. Maura had the quote, but Corey was the one that was here for us today. And thank you again. And thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.